Catholic identity, and equipping all Catholics to take co-responsibility for Christ's Church.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
The Little Catechism of the Curé of Ars. Selected passages from the writings of St. John Vianney. Continuing Part 1, Chapter 8, Catechism on Prayer. Prayer is a foretaste of heaven, an overflow of paradise. It never leaves us without sweetness. It is like honey descending into the soul and sweetening everything. Troubles melt away before a fervent prayer, like snow before the sun. Prayer makes time pass away very quickly, and so pleasantly that one does not perceive how it passes. Do you know, when I was running up and down the country, at the time that almost all the poor priests were ill, I was praying to the good God all along the road. I assure you, the time did not seem long to me. We see some persons who lose themselves in prayer, like a fish in the water, because they are all for God. There is not division in their heart. Oh, how I love these generous souls! St. Francis of Assisi and St. Colette saw our Lord and spoke to him as we talk to each other. Well, how often we come to church without knowing what we come for or what we are going to ask. And yet, when we go to one's house, we know very well what we are going for. Some people seem to say to God, "I'm going to say two words to thee to get rid of thee." I often think that when we come to adore our Lord, we should obtain all we wish, if we would ask it with very lively faith and a very pure heart. But alas, we have no faith, no hope, no desire, no love. There are two cries in man, the cry of the angel and the cry of the beast. The cry of the angel is prayer. The cry of the beast is sin. Those who do not pray stoop towards the earth, like a mole trying to make a hole to hide itself in. They are all earthly, all brutish, and think of nothing but temporal things. Like that miser who was receiving the last sacraments the other day. When they gave him a silver crucifix to kiss, he said, "That cross weighs full 10 ounces. If there could be one day without worship, it would no longer be heaven. And if the poor lost souls, notwithstanding their sufferings, could worship, there would be no more hell. Alas, they had a heart to love God with, a tongue to bless him with. That was their destiny. And now they are condemned to curse him through all eternity. If they could hope that they would once pray, only for 1 minute, they would watch for that minute with such impatience that it would lessen their torments. Our Father, who art in heaven. Oh, how beautiful it is, my children, to have a Father in heaven. Thy kingdom come. If I make the good God reign in my heart, he will make me reign with him in his glory. Thy will be done. There is nothing so sweet and nothing so perfect as to do the will of God. In order to do things well, we must do them as God wills, in all conformity with his designs. Give us this day our daily bread. We are composed of two parts, the soul and the body. We ask the good God to feed our poor body, and he answers by making the earth produce all that is necessary for our support. But we ask him to feed our soul, which is the best part of ourselves, and the earth is too small to furnish enough to satisfy it. It hungers for God, and nothing but God can satiate it. Therefore, the good God thought he did not do too much in dwelling upon the earth and assuming a body, in order that this body might become the food of our souls. My flesh, said our Lord, is meat indeed. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The bread of souls is in the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the storehouse of Christians. Oh, how beautiful it is, my children! When the priest presents the host and shows it to you, your soul may say, "There is my food." Oh, my children, we are too happy. We shall never comprehend it till we are in heaven. Chapter 9. Catechism on the Priesthood. My children, we have come to the Sacrament of Orders. It is a sacrament which seems to relate to no one among you, and which yet relates to everyone. This sacrament raises man up to God. What is a priest? A man who holds the place of God. A man who is invested with all the powers of God. Go, said our Lord to the priest, as my Father sent me, I send you. All power has been given me in heaven and on earth. Go then, teach all nations. He who listens to you, listens to me. He who despises you, despises me. When the priest remits sins, he does not say, God pardons you. He says, I absolve you. At the consecration, he does not say, this is the body of our Lord. He says, this is my body. St. Bernard tells us that everything has come to us through Mary, and we may also say that everything has come to us through the priest. Yes, all happiness, all graces, all heavenly gifts. If we had not the Sacrament of Orders, we should not have our Lord. Who placed him there in that tabernacle? It was the priest. Who was it that received your soul on its entrance into life? The priest. Who nourishes it to give it strength to make its pilgrimage? The priest. Who will prepare it to appear before God by washing that soul for the last time in the blood of Jesus Christ? The priest. Always the priest. And if that soul comes to the point of death, who will raise it up? Who will restore it to calmness and peace? Again, the priest. You cannot recall one single blessing from God without finding, side by side with this recollection, the image of the priest. Go to confession to the Blessed Virgin or to an angel. Will they absolve you? No. Will they give you the body and blood of our Lord? No. The Holy Virgin cannot make her divine Son descend into the host. You might have 200 angels there, but they could not absolve you. A priest, however simple he may be, can do it. He can say to you, "Go in peace, I pardon you." Oh, how great is a priest! The priest will not understand the greatness of his office till he is in heaven. If he understood it on earth, he would die not of fear, but of love. The other benefits of God would be of no avail to us without the priest. What would be the use of a house full of gold if you had nobody to open you the door? The priest has the key of the heavenly treasures. It is he who opens the door. He is the steward of the good God, the distributor of his wealth. Without the priest, the death and passion of our Lord would be of no avail. Look at the heathens. What has it availed them that our Lord has died? Alas, they can have no share in the blessings of redemption, while they have no priest to apply his blood to their souls. The priest is not a priest for himself. He does not give himself absolution. He does not administer the sacraments to himself. He is not for himself. He is for you. After God, the priest is everything. Leave a parish 20 years without priests, they will worship beasts. If the missionary father and I were to go away, you would say, what can we do in this church? There is no mass. Our Lord is no longer there. We may as well pray at home. When people wish to destroy religion, they begin by attacking the priest. Because where there is no longer any priest, there is no sacrifice. And where there is no longer any sacrifice, there is no religion. When the bell calls you to church, if you were asked, where are you going? You might answer, I am going to feed my soul. If someone were to ask you, pointing to the tabernacle, what is that golden door? That is our storehouse, where the true food of our souls is kept. Who has the key? Who lays in the provisions? Who makes ready the feast and who serves the table? The priest. And what is the food? The precious body and blood of our Lord. Oh God, how thou hast loved us! See the power of the priest. Out of a piece of bread, the word of a priest makes a God. It is more than creating the world. If I were to meet a priest and an angel, I should salute the priest before I saluted the angel. The latter is the friend of God, but the priest holds his place. Saint Teresa kissed the ground where a priest had passed. When you see a priest, you should say, there is he who made me a child of God and opened heaven to me by holy baptism, he who purified me after I had sinned, who gives nourishment to my soul. At the sight of a church tower, you may say, what is there in that place? The body of our Lord. Why is he there? Because a priest has been there and has said holy mass. This has been taken from The Little Catechism of the Curé of Ars, made available courtesy of Tan Books and Publishers, Incorporated. For more information, call 1-800-437-5876 or contact them on the web at www.tanbooks.com.
This has been Christian Classics with Teresa Hofer. Listen every Monday through Friday at this time as Teresa continues her great readings and selections from classic Christian literature. Right here on the Ave Maria Radio Network. News and talk for Catholic and other Christians.
Tributes are pouring forth in memory of great American Catholic thinker Michael Novak. Hi, I'm Peggy Stanton. Almost a year to the day he died, Michael Novak was a guest on Power from the Pews, reflecting on some of the greatest issues of our time. We replay that interview this weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net.
Packed Sacred Heart Church in Dearborn, Michigan was the setting for a preaching concert by Father Stan Fortuna.
Like if you say, all right, you've got 10 seconds, say it now. 10 seconds.